Scotty.
Waiting on you, TJ. I've been waiting forever, you fucking slow.
Do the da-da-da-da-da, Scotty. Paul. Okay. Okay. Looks good. Everyone hear everything all right?
Yes. I can.
All righty. Hear this?
Yep, we hear it.
Yep.
Ready for the worst podcast of all time.
Well, you shouldn't be able to see it.
Made by three.
I asked if you could fucking hear it, Paul. I didn't ask you if your stupid ass could fucking
hear it. I mean, whatever, TJ. Whatever. That's your version of events. I remember it very differently.
You know, this is already being recorded, at least locally, so I have proof.
I do not submit to mediation with you, TJ.
Okay. Alrighty, so. Let me just make sure you guys are framed good. Nothing happened there.
Hurry up, TJ, you lousy sack of shit.
Shut up.
Alright. Fucking been waiting for fucking ever, all TJ. Right.
Scotty just sat up. Now his head's getting cut off. You need to slouch more, Scotty. Stop with that good posture.
Look at the fucking TJ screen, dude. You have a fucking giant screen. Me and Paul are bunched together. What do you expect?
Yeah. Bunched together. Look at all the space between you.
No, I mean, like, we're bunched together like with this, yeah. See, Paul said it's almost in the damn thing, too.
Well, Paul knows how to slouch.
But
like
Paul
a
has a bad
slacker.
Back, though, dude.
Yeah, dude.
And he's got
a
bad back.
Kid.
Didn't have a
no
fucking pool.
No love.
No pool, no nothing.
No
didn't have shit, dude. Paul didn't have anything growing up as a kid. Paul just actually lived as an orphan on the street till he was about 16.
Please, sir, can I have another scoop of gruel?
All right, let's do this.
Taylor. Use the force.
All right, y'all, can you turn your mics off?
One second.
See it actually broadcasting here. Tonight, we tackle the rather broad topic, women. Are they sex objects or sex subjects? What, if anything, is going on in their heads? What stereotypes are true and which ones are even more true? Watch or listen to three boorish men talk about a subject they know nothing about and sleep on the couch for the next week. Tonight, the fairer sex gets deep, fat, fried.
Deep fat of fried.
Captain, your analysis of the situation was flawless, anticipating that she would deny you admittance. However, the logic by which you arrived at your conclusion escapes me.
Mr. Spock, the women on your planet are logical. That's the only planet in this galaxy that can make that claim.
Damn.
James James Tiberius Kirk throwing shade at women from the get-go.
Another time that Star Trek got it right.
I guess the future is like a little bit more sexist than we imagined it would be.
I guess so.
Accurate.
They're an enlightened society, but apparently not too enlightened.
Yeah, that's good. You don't want too much enlightenment because it makes everything boring.
I mean, I would argue that they're even more enlightened. I mean, they really, by the time that Star Trek takes place, what's that, in the 23rd century? I mean, they've studied the human brain. They almost mastered the human mind at that point, DJ.
And they know it.
They know.
Point. Women are irrational.
Yeah, they just know women are irrational.
It's science just a fact. It's
science
just a fact.
Has proven it.
All of this is immaterial, too, because this show really isn't about women. We just told TJ that. This is really the deep fat frying of TJ Kirk.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, all that shit I pulled about women, all the shit we worked on, that was all just a ruse, TJ.
Giant subterfuge.
And you know what? It's a really brilliant ruse, too, because all the shit I pulled about women applies to you because you's a bitch, TJ.
What's that, Paul?
What?
I can't hear you.
Oh.
I've been censored.
TJ is actually working on his newest novel, How to Lose Friends and Alienate People.
Yeah, it's a good one.
I've been censored on the show.
I'm an expert.
Censorship, apparently.
Rarely do you find a subject that I'm so well versed in as that.
I'm willing to admit that I know pretty much nothing about women. I mean, I know about my experiences with women and what I think the problems there are. But
I know they exist. I know that.
But as far as like what's going on in their heads, what they do with their day-to-day lives, you know, what they're thinking.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Who knows?
I mean, I imagine just like a jumble of thoughts just colliding, like cars at an intersection. Just like there's nothing can really get through, so it's just like a series of just irrational,
like this.
You know, yeah, like that. Yeah, there you go. Exactly.
So this is not only a representation of the National Women Drivers Convention,
a physical and a mental.
For those who are just listening to this, we're looking at pictures of a giant car wreck. And it says the National Women Drivers Convention. I told you it would end badly.
Yeah. So this is what it looks like inside a woman's head.
I just want to ask everyone here, let's just be totally honest. This is not a joke or anything. Like, do you feel safe when a woman drives a car?
And
you're a passenger in it.
I got to be honest with you. On the whole, no.
Yes.
And that's been my experience just with the women that I've had to drive and ride around with. Maybe one or two of them have been really good drivers. But on the whole, I wished I was driving most of the time.
I totally agree. I mean, like, look, women are just terrible drivers. They just don't know how to pay attention.
My mom is like the worst kind of driver, which is like an overly reactive, scared driver. So everything that happens, she wants to react by twisting the steering wheel and slamming on the brakes, which, you know, is like the worst thing you can do in 90% of.
How many car accidents has she actually been in? Because of her fault.
I don't know that she's been in a whole lot of car accidents because she kind of tries to avoid driving. And when she does, she just goes right to a place she knows exactly how to get to. Like, she doesn't drive all that often.
Oh,
and it's because of that.
So your mom just knows I suck at driving, so I best stay off
the
road. Well, I mean, look, I mean, that's good. That's, you know, your mom actually knows her place. Women should just not really be driving as much. Like you said, there's a few exceptional women that are actually okay at driving, but they're the exception, not the rule.
One of the things I notice about Ashley's driving is that she's super fucking aggressive. Like, she's like, she tailgates and will like be hitting the gas while her car is this far from another car. And I'm just like, what are you doing?
Yeah, dude, I had that same issue where I had to take a drive with a woman from an office I used to work at when I was younger. And
You were working the story, so I don't know if I believe it.
You know,
you
gotta suspend your disbelief a little.
Yeah, I mean, working as in like you were going through the motions of work, like you're pretending to work.
Yeah, I was at an office and then we drove somewhere. I don't remember what the reason was, but man, she would get like literally like 2 or 3 feet from cars in front of her going 60, 70 miles per hour. I'm like, if that car has to slam on its brakes for any fucking reason,
we're dead.
We're gonna crash. And she was sitting there as she was driving this reckless, crazy drive. With a car going 65, 70 miles an hour right in front of her, 3 feet in front of her, she said, oh, yeah, I've been in so many accidents. I don't know. There's just a lot of bad drivers out there. I'm like, yeah, I'm fucking driving with one. Holy shit. And by the way, if anyone out there thinks we're just talking a bunch of goddamn
anecdotal evidence,
gobbledygook, and this is not true, actually, we looked it up.
We did?
Yes.
We did.
Sweet.
Yeah. Oh, that's the wrong one. There we go. Right there.
Study says women are worse drivers, get in more car crashes despite driving less than men. Wow.
Who's worse at driving, men or women? A new study suggests that women, in fact, may be more dangerous behind the wheel than men. Researchers at the University of Michigan analyzed 6.5 million car crashes in the U.S. between 1998 and 2007.
I'd like to hammer that point home. So people saying this is a small sample size, 6.5 million car crashes.
Female drivers were found to be involved in 68.1% of all crashes.
Wow.
That's not insignificant.
That's two-thirds.
Yeah, that's not just a little
slightly
tiny,
more than
slightly
the
more.
The results are especially surprising given that men were found to drive 60% of all of the time, while women only 40%. In other words, women got in more accidents despite driving less than the opposite sex.
Holy shit.
So this is not just a bunch of, oh, we're just these dumb neckbeards making shit up. No, women are vastly inferior drivers.
Statistically.
I mean, they analyze millions of car crashes, TJ. Millions.
6.5 million, to be exact. Now, I happen to be a terrible driver, but I can drive better than any woman in existence.
Well, the problem was you're probably taught by a woman. That's probably what happened.
I will say that the worst driver that I ever rode with was a dude. So the absolute worst ride-along experience I ever had
an
was
outlier.
A dude. So, but yeah, more women than men, certainly in my life, I've felt unsafe in the car with.
Wow. What a sexist show.
But
what a sexist podcast.
I want to say that I'm here, you know, I don't know what you guys, I don't know what agenda you guys came to this with,
agenda.
But I'm here to be an ally for women. Okay. To make sure that this doesn't turn into a
pretty shitty job so far.
Well, I got to be honest.
Well, if you're honest, then you can't be an ally for women.
That is so untrue. My honesty will be their ally tonight.
I don't know about that. Because women, this is the fucking purpose of this is to put women in their fucking place.
Is that really the purpose?
I thought it was a critical examination of the fairer sex, TJ, as they say.
I'm just trying to.
Would you say it's fair,
TJ?
Sleep
on the couch.
You're gonna sleep on the couch, Paul.
I just don't want to.
Paul, you're sleeping on the ground, dude.
Your back is
going to
be so fucked.
It's going to be fucked.
Because you're sleeping on that couch.
Fuck, we're all going
to
be on the couch.
If you're lucky, you might be able to like convince her to let you put like an air mattress on the floor or something.
Maybe.
That's about the best you can hope for.
I mean, I have a couch near my room, so I feel like I'm pretty much covered in this. Do you have a couch near you, TJ?
No.
Oh, shit, dude.
But
well,
you know what? Because my bed has those independent...
you can just move them apart?
Yeah, I can just move my bed away from hers.
She's not going to want to be in the room
with you. She's not going to agree to that, dude.
I'll just have to pull it out into the fucking living room.
You're going to sleep in your fucking lazy boy, dude. Don't you have a lazy boy in your room?
I do.
Well, there you go. You can sleep on the lazy boy.
I'm not going to sleep on the lazy
boy. You're going to have to, dude.
You know what? I got my woman under control. She gonna be the one sleeping on the couch. Anyone sleeping on a couch, she's
I don't think anybody here believes
so
that.
This false bravado
she's sleeping
really proves
on that motherfucking couch.
TJ, you've just proven
Chelsea,
it.
You sleeping on the couch, bitch.
I think you've proven right. TJ, you'll be sleeping on the couch.
Yeah, you're
I'll right. Get some pictures of TJ wadded up on the couch later.
Damn it.
Blanket too small.
Add it to our social media.
What? That would only happen if TJ actually slept.
Tiny little blanket
you would actually need
looking
to,
all uncomfortable.
Yeah, you actually need to sleep.
Yeah, I'll just stay up until she's no longer mad at me. That's what I'll
That's
do.
That's not going to work, because as you stay up, you're going to get more grouchy and more prone to say stupid shit when you argue with her.
Damn it, you're right.
See? You're fucked from every direction.
Nah. Except for the one I want to be fucked from.
Well, I mean, every once in a while you get fucked from that direction, too. But not after tonight.
No.
That all ends tonight.
That all ends now. The misogyny meter is fucking overloading. I tried at the beginning of the show to find some negative quotes about women, like to open up the show with. I wanted to find a real sexist quote.
Yeah.
And every time I typed in sexist quotes, it just took me to a fucking page about Trump quotes.
So it was either Trump or articles about like horrible sexist comments and shit.
Oh, yeah. That's all there was. And then I realized Nietzsche had said some things against women, but his stuff, I mean, it was kind of funny, but it really wasn't.
It doesn't translate well into the modern vernacular.
Yeah, a lot. That was a problem. And also just like none of it was broad enough. It was always kind of like a
broad.
Little bit specific. Yeah.
Broad.
I was looking
broad.
For another word that wasn't going to elicit that reaction, but I couldn't figure
broad.
It out. Broad. Broad. Yeah.
These broads.
Yeah. You fucking cunt. You fucking
retard.
So
steer this rudderless ship, TJ.
Yeah, what kind of cavalcade of horrors do you have for us tonight, TJ?
All right. So we're going to start off with this, I guess. I'll pull that on up. Five things men need to know.
This is a need to know.
This is stuff you need to know about women.
If you're a man.
I'm actually excited about this because I'm hoping to learn. I've learned something on every one of these shows. So.
We're stupid.
Okay.
We're men.
Yes.
We don't know shit. We admit this going in.
Uh-huh.
The only thing we know so far is that women suck at driving. So let's learn more about the fair.
Let's do that.
Five things men need to know about women.
Well, I'm eager to learn.
Okay. So we'll skip their little stupid introduction. Number one, confidence is sexy.
Okay.
It just is, and women are attracted to it. Not feeling confident, you're not alone. But there are ways to raise your confidence. This is bullshit. This is not something
already?
About women.
Yeah,
this is just telling this is just telling you need to be more confident.
Right.
So I think we almost just
That's not even about women.
Okay, pay attention. Women want to be heard.
That's an important one.
Okay.
Because I hear that one a lot.
Yeah, this one, I think there's some merit to this one.
What is she saying? Some important tips.
Okay, well, the problem with this one is, let's be honest, is women just never have anything interesting to say to you. Like, you're trying to be in a conversation with a woman, you're like, okay, I'm going to pay attention. And they start talking about something like the blinds or some sheets or something, and you're just like,
Yeah.
And your attention just wanders away.
I tend to do the tune out thing, but mostly, I think the problem that I get into with this pay attention shit is like when women complain to you, they want something totally different than what men typically give them. Like, that's what I've learned being a man and being in relationships all these years and having sisters is that, like, when a chick comes to you and she's like, hey, I like an example of, and this didn't happen, but let's just say it did. Ashley comes to me. She's like, this coworker of mine is a total bitch. She yelled at me. My mind, I want to go like, okay, here's some solutions to the problem. But what she wants to do is me join in and say, yeah, that coworker is a total bitch, baby. I'm hearing you.
Yes.
You see what I mean? Like, that's what women want, but that's just not naturally where my brain goes. My brain goes, oh, God, the woman has come to me with a problem. What is the solution to the problem? And I'm like, well, you could talk to her. You could talk to your boss. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about how she treated me like I'm not even fucking human. And I'm like, okay. Well, she's treating you that way. Go talk to your boss. You're not even hearing me. I've had that conversation so many times in so many different relationships.
Hold on. They're going to give us some tips here.
Well, okay, what are the tips?
Know how to hold a conversation that makes her want to talk to you more.
Okay.
That's the opposite of what I want.
Yeah.
That's not
I mean, sometimes I don't mind talking to the lady
if
folk.
If there's actually a subject, but if it's just
but
like,
I mean, if look, if they're fucking,
I want to talk to you about azaleas
if
or
they're
something.
Talking,
it's like, oh my God.
Then
no.
They're not fucking, dude. They're not sucking. They're not doing what their fucking natural jobs
damn.
Are.
Damn.
God damn.
Scotty's really going to be sleeping on the fucking couch tonight.
Ask questions about her, then ask follow up questions that show you were really tuned in.
So, like in the hypothetical situation when Ashley comes to me and's like, this bitch just talked down to me.
Right. Hypothetical.
I should be like, oh my God, how did that make you feel?
How did that make you feel?
Just go with that one. How did that make you feel?
Oh, I can only imagine how that made you feel.
It's very distressing.
That's terrible. What a bitch. What a total
bitch. And what did you do?
And what did you do? Yeah.
How did that make you feel?
That's a good one. See, I am learning shit here tonight.
Yeah, there you go. Find topics in common to keep the conversation going.
See, this can be a pitfall, though, because women do not like it when you relate a story about yourself that's similar to what they're bringing you.
Mm-hmm.
At least not all the time. I found that, like, once again, back in the hypothetical, this bitch came to me, she said some stupid shit to me. I'd be like, oh, yeah, man, I've worked with, like, when I first started working with TJ, I had to learn how to deal with stupid shit being said to me all the time, baby.
Boo.
This isn't about you.
It's not about you.
Not about you. Don't you understand?
All right.
I was just trying to relate a similar experience. Maybe we could learn from
each
other.
Just trying to show you that I empathize.
Women just have no empathy, dude. That's what the problem here is.
All right. Learn. Okay, I got to go back to this. Learn the language here. All right?
Learn the language.
I'm talking about body language.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
women
shit.
Use it. Everyone use what the fuck?
Women use it, dude.
They're so fluent, they don't even know how much they are revealing sometimes. Here is a basic primer. Smile equals hello. I am available for communication.
Okay. So when she comes to me crying about a coworker that said something bitchy, I should smile?
I think that they're saying that when she smiles, that's what she's saying.
Oh, okay.
Repeated glances in your direction / eye contact. I'm already interested.
I don't need to know any of this shit. I've already got a girlfriend.
A notable lean towards you. I want to know more. Keep talking.
I want to know more.
I mean, if you don't understand that basic body language, then you don't need to be reading an article on women. You need to go get yourself checked for fucking autism.
I've been backwards on that all these years. I always thought when they leaned away and looked repulsed, that was them flirting. That's not the truth.
Well, you learned yet another
thing. Well, Paul, that's why you've dealt with all of
rejection. I always thought mace was part of foreplay, you know?
Oh.
Whoa, TJ.
Be interesting. I mean, you obviously are interesting. Well, no, not everyone who's reading this is obviously interesting.
I mean, according to the internet, we're not very interesting. So
yeah, I mean, this whole show is a boring pile of shit.
I mean, we're unwatchable.
Yeah, we're already fucking out on that one.
Maybe you need some practice revealing your true colors to women. Okay. Very simply put, women date interesting men. If you are at ease, humorous, and confident, you will catch her interest. Some pointers. Give some thought to what it is that makes you uniquely you.
Nothing.
Those things will be
exciting.
That's
such a girl thing to do, though.
Share them with her.
Why? Like, how are they going
to
ask?
The things that make you uniquely you are not always necessarily attractive to anyone.
Right. Yeah.
Like, you know, I don't know, Paul. What's unique about you? I mean, I have segments. That's kind of unique.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
That's not bringing home the bitches.
I've got a big splotch on my forehead. It's kind of hard to see in this lighting, but, you know, that's pretty uniquely me. I've got a big old splotch in my
big
forehead.
Big old splotch. You know, you got to fucking accentuate the splotch. Be like, hey, bitch, check out my splotch.
Yeah.
That's what makes me.
But all these other guys will be hitting on you. They ain't even splotchy, girl.
How splotchy are they?
Where their splotches at?
I have horrible eczema, bitch.
Bitch, I got splotches on splotches. I got splotches with splotches on them, bitch.
You know
I know you like it splotchy, girl. Come over here and get a fuck. I'll let you lick the splotch. Come on.
Yo, girl, my dick
get your
is
tongue
way,
out.
Dude, my dick is way below average, girl.
You know who has eczema really bad? I never noticed it until...
Satan?
Well, no, Satan has great skin. No.
Okay.
Doug Walker, dude, Nostalgia Critic. I didn't realize until he started shooting in HD and shit. I was like, why is he's so red? He's got really bad eczema. I feel bad for him. I have eczema.
Why
too
would you feel
shit.
Bad for him? It's uniquely him, dude.
Yeah,
he's splotchy like me.
That's uniquely what he all
like,
about.
Girl, you ain't seen
I just
my
wanna
fucked
get,
up splotchiness.
I just want to send the motherfucker some moisturizer. It's like, dude, you need some fucking lotion on your skin, dude. Come
Damn.
On.
Damn.
Just some saying, dude. I still like him. I still like him. We just need some fucking moisturizer.
All right,
dude.
So here's another tip. Breathe deeply or whatever works so you can leave the nerves at home.
What if you've got really stank breath? You don't want to do that around a girl.
Yeah, you know.
I don't have stank breath like you, Paul.
You don't want to be blowing onions.
Why don't you just buy some fucking breath mints, bitch? Some Tic Tacs.
Tell an amusing story. Check her body language. If the signs are good, tell another one.
I'm good at this one. This one I've got down.
Oh, but Paul, the next one, I think
I got the stories, yeah.
I believe you have that one, but I don't think you have the next one.
What's all right,
the next
all right. One? So here's the next.
I'm afraid you don't.
Crucially important thing. Women love a gentleman.
I just don't think this is Paul.
Yes, strong, independent, confident, mature women love a gentleman. Being gallant will impress her. You can do this without being patronizing. It is simply respectful and kind to hold open doors for her.
Let's go down this list. Have you ever seen Paul hold the door open for anybody?
No.
No, neither have.
That is so not true.
I have never seen Paul.
A lot of times,
he slams the door in people's
fucking
faces.
Yeah, he just slams. You'd be walking behind him. He'll just slam that door right in your fucking face.
That is so untrue.
Remember you were coming inside yesterday, TJ? And you're like, hey, Paul, hold that door. And Paul just spun around and slammed the door in TJ's fucking face.
Sometimes he'll even lock it behind him and just be like, he don't even care.
I've held the door for both of you people.
I think that's a lie, dude.
For both of you gentlemen multiple times.
That's a lie, dude.
I'm a very polite.
Yeah, thank
say
you.
Please and thank
TJ,
you.
TJ, just call us gentlemen. Yes, we are, Paul. Unlike you.
Pick up the tab.
See, fuck this pick up the tab.
Yeah, man.
Shit.
Fuck that.
Sexist, dude.
That's bullshit.
See, that's just an unrealistic expectation. Like, that's mean.
Yeah, it's just like, it's part
it's
of
it's mean,
the,
is it not?
Are you saying women don't have money? Women can pick up the fucking tab.
Yeah, pick up your half or
make
like,
that
let's
bitch pay.
You know, we'll go Dutch
no, women
on
should
it.
Pay. No, fuck going Dutch. Women should pay for everything. They should pay for the privilege of a man's company.
Wow.
Damn right. God damn right. Most importantly, of course, is that you be yourself. Well, you know, I mean, like, if you took all this advice, would you really still be yourself? I don't know. It's like, be yourself, but be all these things first. I don't know. What if you're a fucking unconfident fucking person?
What if you're
doesn't
me?
Want to listen to fucking women talk?
Yeah, what if you're me?
You can't read body language because you're autistic. You're not interesting because you're just a fucking loser. And you're not a gentleman and you're rude and boorish and stupid. Well, what about that? How can you be yourself and then yet still do all these things?
Well, I mean, I mean, pretty much what you just described, we're none of that, and we all still have girlfriends, so I guess it still is possible.
Hey, yeah.
I mean, so there is hope for anybody, is what we're saying.
So I don't think we learned much.
There is fucking hope for anybody.
I learned a little something.
What'd you learn, Paul?
How to listen.
How to listen, dude.
I learned how to listen, TJ.
It's time to shut up, and it's time
to
listen.
The next time I'm in a situation where, you know, my lady needs something, I'm not going to give her a solution at all. I'm just going to empathize.
This is the Good Men Project.
You just need to empathize. All right, we're going to take a look at a woman at a video called Women Are Picky.
Okay.
So true.
I titled it that. This is actually Jordan Peterson, who I'm not a big fan of, but he brings up some interesting stuff here.
So women are more choosy maters than men by a substantial margin. There was a funny study done by the guy who established, it was one of the big dating sites, and he looked at how women rated men, and they rated the 50th percentile man at the 15th percentile. So 85% of men were below average according to women's ratings. Now,
yeah, man.
Damn.
So that's how, like, think about how ugly you are and just think about how ugly you must be to them. If
their standards are that impossibly high, I must be like a fucking goblin.
Yeah, dude. When you hear that statement, don't you just feel like, oh, shit.
They don't even look at me as a
I
human
must
being.
Be like a fucking bowl of cottage cheese rotting in the sun.
Well, when you think about it, I've read these studies that are done by these dating sites that they dig into these metrics, and it's basically because women get inundated with so many messages that quite literally, like, it's just like a fucking,
I mean, like,
it's just like it's like a buffet, dude. It's
they're
like,
not
you
even
can have anything you want,
though. Like, they fucking, they're when they're rating the looks of men, like, whether you're attracted to an average looking dude or not, you should at least be able to admit that that's what's average. But instead, they look at an average-looking dude and say, fugly one. You know, it's like, fuck.
Well, it's probably people on the sites probably just have impossibly high standards, I would think, too. Because they've already turned to internet dating. They're probably just, like, literally saying, I can
That's true. So, I mean, it's kind of a biased sample.
I mean, yeah, there is going to be some bias there, I would say. And you're going to have also the issue that people are going to look at that and go, well, I want basically the cream of the crop. And this guy is just an average guy. And I see that guy everywhere. I want this guy that I think looks amazing. He's a 10 in my book.
Yeah.
So let's take a listen to a little bit more because he gets into some further details here.
Men had their same arbitrary choices because, of course, they preferred younger women to older women, and they were more swayed, I would say, by attractiveness. But that didn't have nearly as big an effect on their actual rating of women. So, anyway, so you know, from a Darwinian perspective, nature is that which selects. That's all it is. And so sexual selection plays a massive role in human evolution. You know, the fact that we have these massive brains is very likely a consequence of a positive feedback loop in sexual selection. You know, because otherwise that's the only time you can get really rapid changes in evolutionary space where, you know, you get a process going that reinforces itself. So there's a little preference for intelligence.
So I'm pretty much a dunce, but unpacking this as I understand it is like at some point in human evolutionary history, women really wanted smarts.
Yeah, that's basically what he's saying. And it has an interesting repercussion for female anatomy. That's kind of why I left this part in. So.
Okay.
And then that produces more intelligent men and women, and then there's a little more preference for intelligence, and you know, maybe then that turns into the ability to speak and or to master fire, and then there's way more selection for intelligence, and the brain just goes like this, you know, and women have paid a pretty big price for that because your hips are basically so wide that you can barely run, and if they were any wider, then you couldn't, and of course, the pelvic passageway through which the baby travels is too small, so it's really painful and dangerous, and the baby's head has to compress.
So basically, because of this selection for greater and greater intelligence, our heads got really fucking big and women's hips had to grow and grow and grow to fucking accommodate it, to the point where if their hips were any bigger, they literally would be incapable of running.
Well, that's also why human babies, like, I mean, other animals have their offspring and they can literally run within an hour.
He's
of
actually
born.
About to talk about that.
Well, yeah. But,
I mean, they come out cone shaped often.
Yeah.
And then they're born really young. So you have to take care of them forever. Like, what the hell, you know, a deer is born, a fawn is born, and it's like 2 seconds later, it's standing, and then it's running from a lion. It's like, you know, it's like 15 minutes later, and a baby, it's like, he just lies there and, you know, utters plaintive noises. That's all it can do. And it does that for like 10 months before it could skitter away from us.
So as our brains got bigger, women's hips had to get wider, and
they also had to give birth younger,
right?
Yeah,
to compensate.
And it's because of their own selection of, you know, I'm more attracted to intelligence. And
was it even a more attracted thing back then, or was it like the smart dude was the dude that had the tools, ergo he had the most food, ergo
probably
he
little
had
a little bit of both,
huh? You think there were like proto humans that were just like very smart.
I mean,
the smarter humans were able to better respond to the environmental pressures.
Plus, you know, the smarter, more Machiavellian humans that could manipulate their way up the social ladder. You know, they were able to build their big harems and all that shit.
Sure.
Because, I mean, even though women throughout most of human history have had, you know, a choice in mate selection, I mean, obviously in a lot of cultures, they've just kind of been treated as chattel.
Brood mares.
Yeah, it's like, you know, hey, you know, our families are going to unite, so I'll marry my daughter to your son and you get the dowry and all this other stuff. So, I mean, there has been some stuff where it's more been male controlled. But
so you think as we got smarter, we just got better at controlling women, and that's why this happened?
I mean, I'm not saying that necessarily. I'm just saying that in most species, it's pretty much always the female has to approve of the male that she's mating with. But in humans,
we got smart enough to usurp that biological
drive. There have been times in human history where women, that's probably the pressure that drove women to just be property.
Well, also,
it's like, I don't want to rely on her to say I'm a good
mate. I
want to fucking achieve power and build.
If you've watched any nature documentaries, you see too that men usually have to fight and the female observes the fight and it's like whoever is stronger or is probably going to be the better provider, so I want that offspring. Or not even if they're a provider, just they're going to be stronger, have the better genes, so I want to mate with that one.
Yeah, I want the dude with the big fucking tusks over here, man.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of times, like, you know, in a lot of species it's like other things, like you put on a sexual display, like, you know, oh, well, this robin is the brightest, or
they build the nest. Yeah, there's a lot of different ways
you
to
know,
determine
the
it.
Best at this thing, or they have to do a little dance or some
shit. Yeah, just with humans it happened to be intelligence.
That's one of the factors, at least.
Well, yeah, one of the major factors.
But the whole reason I brought up this women are picky thing is that women are way more likely to appraise men's looks negatively than men are to appraise women's looks negatively, and yet we have this big culture of women always like, oh, I got to meet these impossible beauty standards, these impossible fucking beauty standards. Men don't feel under that same pressure, even though we're actually being judged more harshly. But I guess attractiveness, physical attractiveness, isn't quite as important to women as a factor. I mean, I'm sure
thank
it's up
goodness.
There. Yeah. But I did want to play at least one story about women going to extreme lengths to look a certain way.
Okay,
this is a story called "Woman Exposes Black Market World of Butt Injections."
Whoa!
Joining me now is Vanity Wonder. In her new book "Shot Girls," she reveals the secret black market world of butt injections. The mother of two has had over 1,000.
Holy moly, cow! There she.
Over 1,000 procedures.
I think that's just too extreme.
That is blubbergumptious.
Yeah, but I mean, if it's injected, how does that actually feel? Does it actually compare to...
I'd give it another injection, Scotty.
I'm sure you would, Paul.
It looks like it needs one more.
For those of you who are just listening, this woman's ass is...
enormous.
Ludicrous. And it doesn't even... I mean, honestly...
It doesn't fit her body.
It just... I mean, like... she probably looked good after some of these injections, but
she took it too far.
It's not even really that it's too big. It's just that it doesn't look right on her. And it really looks like it goes too far down, like it's halfway down her fucking leg.
It looks a little lumpy, too.
Yeah, like it doesn't look like it's the right shape anymore.
No.
It's kind of a scary thing. But yeah.
And Vanity, what did you do? What did you put?
What did you do?
I injected a lot of collagen up my ass.
Dr. Drew, Vanity, what did you do?
I pumped my ass full of shit.
Pump that ass. Pump that ass.
Pump, 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 pump that ass.
In there.
Well, first, I do have to clarify that I don't have auto-grade silicone. I have...
I never heard her. I never heard anyone say she had auto-grade silicone in that introduction.
Yeah,
auto-grade silicone. The first two times I was injected, she told me it was soybean oil, and I truthfully don't know what she injected into me, but every time after that, it was medical grade.
Soybean oil.
Okay.
Injecting soybean oil into your ass.
I want my ass bigger. Let's see, what can I put in there? Soybean oil.
Throw some soybean oil in that ass.
Put some soybean oil in my ass, bitch.
Over 1,000 buttock injections. I mean, so
1,000.
She looks pretty comfy sitting there. Well, over 1,000. Looks like it would be nice.
She carries a big fucking cushion wherever she goes.
That would be nice.
That is a plus.
Because this the ass I've got is bony.
Maybe you could use a few butt injections. Maybe we should get some soybean oil and give you a few butt injections.
Now your fantasies are playing out again.
Paul,
you just want me running around here and my plump little ass hanging out.
I mean, you know, Paul, I'm not saying you got to get 1,000, but maybe just 300.
And then, you know, if you're up late at night to get a drink and you just have your thong on and that big fat fucking booty is jiggling and, you know, whatever.
That's all.
No big deal.
That's no big deal, Paul. That's no big deal.
I don't even want to imagine that.
The superglue isn't injected in you. It's used to seal the holes that are made.
So basically,
she's just
all right. So hold on.
There's some half-ass defense of what she did, basically.
Oh, it's big. It's much bigger than a half-ass defense, Scott.
Hey, this is three and fucking three quarters ass.
Basically, what happens is you go to the black market person who's like, "Yeah, I'll fucking make your ass bigger."
Jimmy's butt injections.
They inject you with fucking soybean oil or silicone or whatever the fuck. Who knows?
And then put some.
And then they
super glue.
They put a big fuck. They brush some super glue on your ass to close up the holes so it doesn't leak back out. And then you got a bigger butt.
Dude, wouldn't that be embarrassing if you got a big old fucking butt injection and then you went to a party and you forgot to super glue your butt injection hole and all the silicone just came leaking out?
Yeah, your ass is just leaking from all these fucking holes.
You got this big flabby like sack of skin hanging down below your skirt.
Damn it.
Well, this part I've been thinking, like, what if this shit gets infected? Then I mean,
well, they're about to talk about that, actually. Yeah.
The poking of the needles. So that's where the super glue comes in at. So you're never injected with super glue. It's always to seal. It's like a, you know, a street way.
I love that this is being talked about in this big, elaborate newsroom with these two dudes just kind of looking at this screen.
I'm sorry. Shit. Butt injections.
Yes,
so
indeed.
It's
yes,
all
indeed.
Some sort of silicone that they're injecting with a syringe.
Oh yeah, definitely.
And
so, I mean, some girls do get the stuff from the Home Depot. You know, we've seen that in the news. You know, women getting indicted and going to jail because they went and, you know, have gotten droves of things from Home Depot and injected them into girls. Definitely, that does happen without a doubt.
So it's mostly women doing this to other women then?
I suppose. It sounds like that to me.
So women are going to Home Depot and buying some chemicals and injecting them into chicks' asses.
I heard one about someone injecting like rubber cement.
Whoa.
What?
Yeah. They injected all this rubber cement and it got infected, by the
way. Of course.
It got real bad.
Did they have to cut her whole ass off? Because like, how do you get
rubber? Yeah, they do.
Here's what I don't think people understand. You put a foreign body, Dr. Diaz, even though it's a viscous sort of a fluid, your body's going to react to that in many different ways, including infection and breaking down and necrosis. I mean, you can end up with your
necrosis
limb coming off, basically.
This is something unbelievable. Yeah. Yeah. And this is something that I want girls to understand. See, because they see me and they see me healthy and me walking around and talking and they say,
they see me with my big, fat, perfect ass walking around and they want that.
I made the right decision.
They can't have that.
I just want them to know. I got it that way, but you can't.
Girl, you can't have a big fat ass like this. It's too dangerous for you to get a big old bouncy fat ass like this. Why are you trying to hoard all the ass to yourself, lady?
All the ass for her fucking
self.
Yeah,
that ass isn't
just yours. Typical fucking woman. She doesn't want the competition, dude.
Yep.
She's like, hell no, I don't need no motherfucking competition. I don't need that shit. I don't need that shit. All right. So, A little bit more.
Like, I like Vanity's body, and I think that Vanity looks really good. I want them to understand what you just...
I love how her name is Vanity, too.
That's yeah.
It is appropriate.
You might not be as lucky as Vanity is.
And it's probably not even her real name.
Oh, my God. You might not be as lucky.
You might not end up with a big, fat, supple, black ass like mine, you know?
You might
end up... I'm the lucky one.
You might end up with your ass being cut off, girl.
Well, also, she...
And you got no butt.
I mean, she continuously does this, so she keeps exposing herself to this risk. It's really just a matter of time before she gets an infection.
Well,
she
says she's not. I mean, like, obviously, she wrote a book against it. So
her ass is fat enough. She's no longer needs the injections, so now she's trying to...
You know what? Who knows, though?
True.
Some people like to... I mean, it's hard to believe that she might just totally quit. Maybe she did. Maybe she has. Maybe she really will stop.
I mean, where else is she going to go from where she's at?
You never know with people, dude.
That obviously, ass is more silicone and soybean oil.
I mean, obviously
it
was
ass.
An addiction to begin with, so...
Herbal infection,
I don't know.
In their buttocks, and they go in trying to make their buttocks look better.
She had one. Of them.
And then they end up having to be admitted to the hospital and have all of that tissue removed in order to treat the infection.
Let's say we have Vanity. Here's a picture of her. Let's say she got an infection and her body was rejecting effectively that material. How surgically could you get in there and repair all that?
The only way would be to go in and actually remove the entire buttock tissue.
Ugh.
And you would leave the person with such a severe, terrible deformity that it would never in a million years justify the risk of any patient trying to do this on their own.
So you just end up with no ass.
Yeah, you just end up an assless fucking freak. You end up with that Hank Hill ass or something.
So you just have
know.
Like a hole, like your back just terminates in a hole.
Dude, you have a fucking hole,
you
dude.
You just got some skin.
Your shithole. It's
tightly clenched over hip bone and then an asshole in the middle of it.
Dude, that's fucking...
And it's not good.
So basically you'd have TJ's ass, what you're saying.
Or Paul's.
I think it's horrible that women are doing this to themselves, but man, I do love a big fat ass, so like I'm torn on this one.
And your love for that big fat ass is part of what drives these women to do this.
Wow. So really, it's Paul's fault.
You're a bad person.
People like Paul. Men like Paul.
The patriarchy is real.
You're culpable in this, Paul. This is all you, buddy.
All those poor assless women that have gotten these fucking shady alleyway fucking butt injections, I'm to blame.
On the other hand...
So tell me, have you seen her? Let me wrap my weave up. I'm the Trusseline.
You know,
for those just listening, it's a big ass.
It's just a big ass.
That is a giant.
And I don't think that was an injected ass. I think that's just a big ass.
Oh, it's been injected, but no super glue was needed to close the hole afterwards.
No super glue needed for this one, huh?
God.
And while we're on the subject of sexual stuff, Paul found a video called The Female G-Spot. So,
oh, yeah.
Let's take a little.
I want to learn about this fucking thing, too.
Let's learn about this.
For tell of this.
I have heard tales.
We're going to learn something.
Hi. Dr. Christine Milrod. I have a PhD in human sexuality, and I'm also a certified sexologist.
Sexologist.
Dude, yeah. I'm a sexologist, too. No, not really.
And I'm a retired porn star.
Real experience.
Three things you should know about the female G-spot.
All right, the female G-spot. All right,
I'm taking notes.
What exactly is the G-spot?
The G-spot is like a urethral sponge.
What?
It's a sponge?
It's a urethral sponge.
It's a sponge.
Gross. The G-spot is not as good as I thought.
It's a fucking urethral sponge. So it's like
a urethral sponge?
It's like a piss sponge, dude. The G-spot is a piss sponge.
And it's located
urethral
sponge.
That makes my fucking collarbone hurt.
On the anterior wall of a woman's vagina.
Whoa.
And the sponge also surrounds the clitoral
nerve. Anyone else getting wood?
And because the two are connected,
my rod is getting some wood.
If you stimulate the clitoris, you could also, by default, be stimulating the G-spot.
Damn.
So it takes care of itself then.
Where do we find this sacred spot?
All right, where is it?
Where is the G-spot?
Show us. Don't show us a diagram. Just pan the camera down.
The best way to find it is to make sure that, you know, she's lubricated, she's aroused, and she's willing to get fingered.
All right, I got to pause here. How do we get to that point?
Yeah. How do we find this woman?
I'm lost
this?
Already. Yeah. How do we get them lubricated and aroused? What do I do?
Paul, I think your problem is
bite their neck. And
well, Paul's problem is willing as well. I mean, they said willing in there
tantric
too.
Sex. The G-spot is called the sacred spot and thought to be a woman's emotional sexual center.
Okay. Whoa. Well, that just sounds like a bunch of fucking nonsense.
Yeah, that sounds like gobbledygook to me.
In tantra, it's like, who cares?
In some kind of bullshit, this thing is
in this version of made believe bullshit. This means this. It's like, all right, I don't really care.
Little factoid for you.
Factoid.
So you faced her, and then you put one or two fingers inside.
I just realized this episode is ill advised.
Why?
Because most of our audience comes from our last show, and most of them have never even seen a woman up close.
Damn. Oh, shit, why are you throwing shade at the audience?
Some fucking
TJ?
Shade, dude.
I mean, I don't know.
Dude,
man.
I think everybody in our audience is getting mad puss, TJ.
Oh, really?
Mad puss. They're just drowning in it. They mad. Like, this is all remedial for them.
I mean,
they know exactly where the urethral sponge is.
They're like, can you believe these idiots don't know where the urethral sponge is?
Dude, they're going to fucking be listening to this show while they go from girl to girl, dude. It's just going to be like orgies
be like,
for our fans. Orgy after orgy, dude.
This is really for us.
Yeah, this is more educational.
Watch as we learn what the hell women are all about.
As, you know, three virgins.
And you go up a little, and then you make sort of like a come here motion. So you're going out.
Come here.
Really pressing.
Or I'm practicing.
Wingardium
Leviosa.
Scotty's using his whole fist.
Skylar.
Well, I don't know what the
He's not leaving any room for error, dude.
Come here, bitch. Bitch, come here.
I'm doing the Trump, dude. Grab him by the pussy. I'm doing it.
Yeah. That, Trump did say you're supposed to grab
him. Now I'm doing two, dude.
Is that how you get them lubricated?
I'm alternating.
Whoa, dude. He's like juggling in that pussy.
I'm fucking juggling the pussy, dude.
Jesus.
Shit. You're going to have to find it. And remember, some women's G's.
When you feel the urethral sponge.
When you feel the piss sponge.
That's when you know you found it.
What do I do when I find it? Like run to the bathroom and wash my hands because I touched a urethral sponge?
Yeah.
Like, what do I do?
They're not all the same.
You can have some hand sanitizer on hand.
Things can get wet.
Whoa.
Uh-oh.
What do they mean?
It's like a water park in there.
Comes from the paraurethral glands.
Sounds like piss.
Female ejaculation.
I mean, this is really like controversial here. Like, this is actually not settled science here. There are some studies saying that it's just piss. There are some studies saying it's some other kind of secretion that happens.
Some women undergo
some combination
amplification, which is a surgery to enhance sensitivity in that area.
Damn, lucky ass women.
There's a fucking surgery, dude.
Can I go get a fucking dickhead amplification so it feels better on my dick? No.
Well, you don't even, I mean, would men even want that? Because then you just probably come the second it was touched. You're just like, yeah, it sound good to
me. I'd like to dispense with all the bullshit pumping and grinding and sweating and hunching and shit.
Yeah, okay, baby.
All she had to do was just like,
good night, make me a sandwich.
Fan some air towards my dick and I blow a load. I'd be down to that. Honey, could you breathe in my direction? I need to. Oh, thanks.
Just gotta go.
Oh, my God. That's the best.
It's a geyser.
Mission of the ejaculate itself. It's something in between urine and other kinds of bodily fluids.
It's urine, dude. It's urine.
Translation, it's piss.
It's fucking piss.
It's something in between urine and other body fluids. That seems real evasive there, lady.
It's piss.
It's something in between piss and piss.
Piss.
Well,
and it's not urine, but it's not like something else either. It's
wait a minute.
What?
Would you like a flup cake?
It is and it isn't. That's urine.
What's a flup cake?
That's some serious equivocation.
Well, it's
right
like
there.
A cupcake in it? Every way, but it's just not a cupcake.
Urine.
It's a flup cake.
Oh man.
It's sounds like it's piss.
Substance. So you may experience something like just a little extra wetness, or you may experience a cupful of liquid. It's
a
just
cup?
A cup of piss, dude.
No! No, thank you. I don't want to learn.
Guys are a piss for Paul.
Paul has officially learned more than he wants to know.
Dude, I'm telling you, dude, if I was going downtown on the O train and a cup full of liquid came flooding out of a bitch, I would probably die of fright.
You'd be like, ah!
Oh, God, no! What did I do? A cup?
All right, so that's that, I guess.
Wow. So I didn't really learn what to do with the G-spot once I found it. Is it safe to touch a urethral sponge? I don't know.
Just be cautious.
You don't want that cup.
When you go into the field, Paul,
urine,
just be cautious.
Happening to you. This is an article. We should have just read this first because this is going to tell us everything we need to know, apparently.
Okay.
This is called How Women Work.
How Women Work.
Oh. Yeah. From How Stuff Works.
My immediate reaction is they don't. Oh, okay.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Misogynist.
If you believe what you see on TV, women are inscrutable, conniving, hysterical, and apt to change their minds without reason or warning.
Definitely that last one.
You guys have been watching too much TV.
I've been living with too many women.
Some women's magazines perpetuate these stereotypes by offering advice on how to entrap men or keep them guessing. Yeah, they're not perpetuating fucking stereotypes. They're just appealing to their base.
They're catering to an audience.
Some of the basic differences between men and women can seem a little confusing depending on your point of view. So it's not surprising that one of the most requested articles in the history of How Stuff Works is How Women Work.
Wow. I kind of want to know. But we have to keep in mind that this was written by a woman, Tracy V. Olson.
So she's biased.
So
the irony is that from conception until 8 weeks of gestation, male and female bodies are almost exactly the same.
Whoa.
The only difference is at the chromosomal level, deep inside the embryo cells. Inside every cell is every cell of a person's body, DNA is tightly wound into pairs of structures called chromosomes.
Well, the DNA is already becoming smarter, is what's going on at that
point. One pair of chromosomes determines whether the person is male or female, except in the cases of extremely rare abnormalities. A person with two X chromosomes is female, and a person with one X chromosome and one Y chromosome is male. This seems transphobic to me.
Yeah, not only that, but I get all this, and I'm fine with all of this, but I don't understand why they're irrational and change their mind constantly because of all of this.
Yeah, I thought that was going to be explained. Let's see. All right, there's not much more here. So chromosomes, great. So we got a biology lesson. Of course, by the time the... Oh, wow, they're still on that.
This doesn't explain anything. How ask fucking.com or whatever the fuck.
Well, this is how stuff works. This is the biology. Let's go to page two, TJ.
Where's page two?
Scroll down.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, next. Oh, there's an X button. There you go.
Next. Women and emotions.
There we go.
All right. So now we're getting somewhere.
Yes.
A 2001 Gallup poll asked American adults whether a series of qualities applied more to men or to women. 90% of the survey said that the characteristics emotional applied more to women. Well, that includes women, right?
Yeah.
The survey didn't ask about particular emotions or specify positive or negative connotations for the word emotion, but it seems likely from the results that most Americans view women as either able to experience or prone to experiencing a wider, more intense range of emotions than men do. All right, but why? Are women more emotional than men are? Do they cry more? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Clearly they do.
I'm sure there's some exceptions.
Anyone who's ever had a girlfriend is aware of that fucking fact.
Like once a week, there's got to be a good cry.
Yeah. At least. It's fucking constant with women.
Once a week, you got to have a good cry.
The perception that women cry more than men is pretty widespread, but as babies and children, boys cry. Okay, well, who cares?
I would say in all fairness, TJ, that you cry more than most women.
I do not cry.
I saw you crying yesterday.
Only during puberty. I do cry when I cough too much. Only during puberty do girls begin to cry more than boys do. Okay, so obviously it starts with the hormones then, right?
Yeah, that's what it's looking like.
According to 2005 New York Times article, by age 18, women cry four times as much as men. Okay.
God damn.
Sounds about right. A possible explanation for this is the hormone prolactin. Okay, so it's prolactin's fault.
So they got all this prolactin up
prolactin
in them.
Prolactin in their fucking bodies.
All right, so that's why they cry more. Let's see what else they got. Not much meat
on this
bone.
Show me what you got.
Women more stressed. Are women more jealous than men are?
Oh, well, of course, dude.
I don't know. I just think women are different kinds of jealous than men are.
Different kinds, huh?
Yeah. I think men are more concerned with, like, who's up in that pussy? But women are more concerned with, like, who do they love?
Yeah, I would agree.
Who do
with
they
that.
Care about? Do they?
What matters to them?
I can forgive him getting up in that pussy as long as he didn't care.
As long as he was emotionally detached.
Oh, shit, here. Women, brains, bodies, and Barbies.
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 In 1992, Mattel Toys released a talking Barbie doll that said the phrase, "Math class is tough."
That's awesome, dude.
The doll caused controversy, especially among parents and teachers who thought it reinforced the stereotype that girls are not good at math. Standardized test scores seem to support the stereotype. In general, boys' scores in math were higher than girls.
Only because of sexism, though, teacher.
Research into the difference in men's and women's brains also seem to support the idea that men should be better at math. Men have 6.5 times more gray matter in their brains than women do. Damn right.
Ha-ha!
Women have 10 times more white matter.
Ew.
Gray matter is better at math, apparently.
Yeah, fucking gray matter for
disgusting
the fucking win.
White matter heads, yep.
No
dude.
Fucking white matter up in this bitch.
Filled with fucking prolactin, crying all the time.
Empty white matter headed fucking twits.
All right. In other words, men have a lot of areas to process and concrete data like mathematical equations. Women have a lot of connections that allow them to see and process patterns. Some researchers believe that this is a difference in brain structure supports the idea that men are better at math than they and women are better at language.
Got it.
How come all the best writers have been men too then?
Damn.
Oh shit.
I didn't
dude.
Say that.
I said it.
Throwing some fucking shade.
Who's
dude.
The greatest writer of all time by most standards? Was it Shakespeare?
William Shakespeare.
But Shakespeare
yeah.
was a woman, dude. Let's be honest. Remember that? Shakespeare was a fucking woman.
Trapspear. However, other researchers argue that men really aren't better at math. Boo.
Liars.
Boo.
Boo, other researchers.
Sexist.
Boo. Girls often make better grades in math than boys do. Researchers theorize that the stereotype that women are not good at math may be partly to blame for this discrepancy. According to Dr. Robert Josephs at the University of Texas Austin, women fear that their performance on standardized tests will prove that they're bad at math. For this reason, they don't do as well on tests.
So it's a self-fulfilling prophecy then?
So basically it's like, oh, their confidence is rattled because they're afraid of the stereotype. That seems
like bullshit to me.
I
mean,
that stinks.
That study sounds kind of fucking like, I don't really buy into that. Like, oh, there's too much pressure on
them.
Here's
something that kind of backs it up a little, though. In addition, women tend to receive higher scores on math tests when they take them without men in the room.
Damn.
According to one study that evaluated men and women who had similar SAT scores, women's scores increased by up to 12% when taking tests without men in the room.
But what is the sample size of that?
Well, that's just because they're distracted by their fucking hunger for dick, right?
Yeah. They can't stop fucking looking at the bulge in his pants.
Like, oh, yeah, I want that dick. I can't do math problems.
The bottom line is I don't want to fucking read these SJW studies. Women are just not as good as math at men. It's just a fact.
All right. Do women have a higher pain tolerance than men?
You know, I'll give them that one because they have to have fucking babies, dude. So nature fucking has their back on that one, dude.
Let's see. Limbic system. Who cares? Who gives a shit?
We all know the answer. They got to fucking have fucking kids and shit. So
this article is not teaching me much, dude.
Yeah, I was hoping it was going to explain to me why women are weeping and constantly changing their minds.
I haven't learned shit, dude.
All they got is like, hey, men are men because of Y chromosomes and what's that chemical that makes women cry again?
Prolactin.
Prolactin, yeah. Dude. It's hard out here for a pimp trying to learn about women. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because it's like you try to learn something and they're fucking.
We keep getting fed all this chromosomal data and it's like, no, I want to understand, like, how do I use that to talk to a woman better?
Yeah, you're not teaching us anything valuable.
I haven't learned shit about women today except, well, no, I haven't learned anything about women today, I feel.
I've learned that the G-spot is a urethral sponge.
Yeah, I learned about prolactin. That's about
all you got.
Yes, prolactin. I learned how to listen earlier. I mean, I am learning little by little, but
Paul,
it's not easy.
I mean, let's be honest, Paul, if you really learn to listen.
All right, you know what, guys? It's time to really learn something here.
Okay.
Because, you know, we've been spending far too much time on this bullshit. I'm going to read that later. Here's something that this is a very necessary. I'm going to have to kind of read the subtitles as this goes.
Okay.
Because it's in Arabic or whatever.
By I Crusader, I.
The man should hit the woman in Islam because women are stupid creatures and never understand unless you beat them.
Makes sense.
Okay.
Go Islam.
This is the Friday sermon on Qatar TV. We must know that wife beating is a punishment in Islamic law. No one should deny this because this was permitted by the creator of man. And because when you purchase an electric appliance or a car, you get a manual, a catalog explaining how to use it.
That's true.
The creator of man has sent down this book, the Quran, in order to show man which ways he must choose.
Okay.
We shouldn't be ashamed before the nations of the world who are still in their days of ignorance to admit that these beatings are part of our religious law. We must remind the ignorant from among the Islamic nations who follow the West that those Westerners acknowledge the wondrous nature of this verse. There are three types of women with whom life is impossible without beatings.
All of them.
Okay.
The Quran says, and beat them. This verse is of a wondrous nature.
What a great verse.
There are three types of women with whom a man cannot live unless he carries a rod on his shoulder.
True.
The first type of woman who was brought up this way. Her parents ask her not to go to school, and she doesn't. They beat her. Eat. I don't want to. They beat her.
Good.
So she becomes accustomed to beatings. She was brought up that way.
So she's just used to the beatings.
We pray Allah will help her husband later. He will only get along with her if he practices wife beating.
So, I mean, look.
So that's
right
number
there,
one.
You have to, look, she's been brought up with beatings. You have to continue the tradition of beatings, or she's not going to know what to do. You tell her, eat your dinner, bitch, and she's just going to go, no, I don't want to. You have to beat her.
Well, I mean, yeah, because she was a kid. Her parents had to do that shit, too. They were like, clean your room. She's like, no, she's just defiant. So she needs...
Look, so people attack Islam, but Islam is merely just saying, look, you're recognizing the reality of a situation. This woman needs a beating to know what to do in life.
What a progressive
view
on women.
It's not sexist. You're just helping the woman.
Yeah, I mean, you know, she's used to it. Look, if she doesn't get that beating, she just doesn't even know what to do.
Yeah, she doesn't even know how to fucking live.
Why isn't he beating me? Why isn't he beating me? You know, she's basically been raised to get beat, and she needs that beating.
I just keep defying him, and he's not beating me.
Yeah, it's like I keep fucking defying him, and he just won't beat me no matter what I do. No matter what I do.
She's probably, at that point, she's probably just miserable, dude.
This dude's got it figured out.
This guy's reasonable.
So,
second type is a woman
type
who is condescending.
Two.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Towards her husband and ignores him.
Oh, shit.
Ooh.
You never do that.
With her, too, only a rod will help.
Yep. Can't talk that one out. Violence.
Yep.
Take care of it.
Well, I mean, like, couldn't you, it was had to be a rod. I mean, could you use like a paddle or
spare
a
the rod, spoil the woman.
I mean, it doesn't have to be a rod though.
Oh,
I mean,
you can use your hand and
you
stuff
can use
too.
Other implements.
Yeah, yeah. Other weapons. You can use your fist. You can use your hand, your
you
belt.
You know, here in America, we got BDSM. I don't know if they've got that in the Middle East yet.
Don't downplay a good rod though. You may not want to eschew the rod.
I mean, I'm not saying
it's just a good beating tool.
Yeah. I'm not saying just neglect the rod. Okay, but I'm saying, you know, there's other things you can use. You know, this guy seems like he's rod obsessed.
Well, look, dude,
like
this
he's,
is the
he's confining himself unnecessarily to just the rod.
The next type is the fucking most disgusting type.
The third type is a twisted woman who will not obey her husband. Twisted.
The worst.
She's perverse.
Type.
Unless he oppresses her, beats her, uses force against her, and overpowers her with his voice.
You have to do it.
I mean, Mr. Sheikh, I have two words for you, says the commenter. Fuck you.
Oh no. Roasted. That doesn't really unpack
two
his
words.
Argument very well, though.
Fuck you.
I think the third and the second one are kind of the same.
Yeah. Never
say sorry for that.
I wasn't intending to play that right now.
God,
okay.
It's an error-ridden show with TJ.
The show needs more of
it's
that.
It's error time with TJ.
Error time with TJ.
You fucking worthless piece of shit, TJ.
Big giant booty.
Doesn't know what he's doing.
But yeah, no, a lot of those three different types of women sounded like basically the same type of woman.
There's three types, Paul.
So I'm not. Tell me, have you seen her? Let me wrap
my weave up. I'm the Trustalina. Wish that music wasn't there.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
I actually rendered a version without it, but didn't seem to go through for some reason.
Yet again, you fuck up, TJ. Oh, and here's the fucking video. You fucked up again, TJ.
This is just that same video we already watched.
Yeah, the same video, TJ.
Yeah.
The same video again.
Same goddamn video.
The Errorcast with TJ.
I meant to change it.
The
to that.
Errorcast with TJ.
It's not an error.
The Errorcast with
TJ. I'm going to come over there and fucking shove a fucking fist up your ass, you fucking little bitch.
The Errorcast.
See if I find your goddamn G-spot, you piece of shit.
Whoa,
TJ, that's fucking disgusting and incestuous.
Yes.
What do you mean disgusting? I'm rock hard.
All right, so
Paul, you're always hard, dude. Let's be honest.
That's true. All right, you know what though, guys? We've been talking a lot of shit on women, but it's time for the other shoe to drop.
Oh no!
Because science has got something to say on the subject. Okay.
Okay.
Does it now?
Yep. Right here. Scientists confirm that what women always knew, men really are
what?
The weaker sex.
Uh-oh.
In times of famine, epidemic, and hardship over the past 250 years, women have consistently outlived men, finds researchers.
Damn.
Whoa, shit.
Yeah, because we're the ones who have to go out and fucking do everything.
Yeah,
because
they get to sit fucking back in the fucking hut or the house. We fucking put our asses out of the line. We get killed in fucking wars.
We had to go out and hunt and gather and shit.
And what is it?
Fight other men.
The Lucifer Principle, Howard Bloom actually talks about how men are seen as totally expendable by nature.
Well, yeah, because look, think about it. It's just a matter of fucking arithmetic, you know? If you got
A bunch of hoes and one dick.
If you got 100 women and one man, that one man can fucking potentially create 100 fucking babies with those women.
Probably right. More.
If you got 100 men and one woman, she can only be pregnant with from one at a time.
One.
So. Men are just more expendable to nature for that reason.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. That feels really bad.
Yeah, it should.
Just a pawn, Paul. That's all you are. All of us,
you're
really.
You're just a sperm.
I'm just a fucking sperm donation machine, and I'm a broken one, so.
I know,
yeah,
dude.
You know, so basically the one purpose you have in life, you're just useless.
I'm like a broken sprinkler in the yard. I'm just a source of anger. I just make puddles, but like nothing. I don't actually water the grass.
Yeah, one patch of grass that's really green.
It just dribbles out.
Damn.
Women are more likely than men to survive in times of famine and epidemics, research has found. While it has long been known that women have a higher life expectancy than men in general, analysis of historical records stretching back 250 years shows that women have, for example, outlived men on slave plantations in Trinidad, during famines in Sweden, and through various measles outbreaks in Iceland. Even when mortality was very high for both sexes, women still outlived men on average by 6 months to 4 years, according to the report by Duke University in North Carolina. The data sets include 7 groups of people for whom life expectancy was 20 years or under for one or both sexes. Among them were working and former slaves in Trinidad and in the U.S. in the early 1800s, people experiencing famine in Sweden, Ireland, and the Ukraine in the 18th, 19th, and 20th centuries, and the Icelanders affected by the 1846 and 1882 measles epidemic.
So they're hardier.
So basically, this is saying women are the stronger sex because shouldn't this say that they're the sex with the greater longevity?
Yeah.
Because that doesn't make you stronger.
It just means they're more likely to survive.
Being able to lift something that's heavier makes you fucking stronger.
I don't know, dude. Being able to live through the measles, dude.
The epidemic.
Your frail little
hardship.
Male body can't handle
it. Your
case
puny
of
fucking male body would fucking starve to death.
Yeah,
dude.
I guess you're right. Yeah, so that's pretty much it. It just says that because they can survive epidemics and shit longer, that makes them stronger.
Terrible conditions.
I think that's bullshit. I'll be honest with you.
I just, I'm willing to see that women are stronger. That doesn't really bother me. I just hate that we're like disposable biologically. Like, it's just a man.
You know what, Paul? You have
to accept reality,
your
dude.
Fucking fate or be destroyed by it, dude.
Yeah.
You're just a broken fucking DNA machine, dude. That's all you are. The copy you meant to shoot out just doesn't. It's shooting a blank copy.
I'm gonna be the best little broken DNA machine I can be, Scotty.
All right.
A little broken DNA machine that could.
Yeah, dude.
This video has nothing to do with anything.
Okay.
Girls, let's go celebrate our business merger.
That's the wrong one.
Come on, I know a place.
Damn it.
The Errorcast with TJ.
This is how businesswomen party.
Whoa, dude.
I love how she's like, come on, I know a place. And then she just takes them in the copier room.
So this
women
is
are wearing that kind of stuff under their business suits.
Yes.
That is so hot.
I mean, I really want to like be engaged in more business with women.
Yeah, I must have jarred something in the crash.
Oh.
Well, there's only one way to cure that.
Really? How do you cure it?
Wow.
Yeah. So, Paul, you have a bad back, right? So, you know, she just showed you the cure for a bad back is just dancing. That's how that works.
How does your back feel now?
You feel
way
better
actually.
Whoa. Wow.
Holy shit.
Chemistry.
All this time.
What is
chemistry.
Ah, women are dumb.
I took physics this year in school, and I hated it.
Every typical
women
woman.
Women are dumb.
Wow.
I had a science and math class. It makes no sense to me.
I mean, he just looks right through me.
You mean he has x-ray vision? Cool.
Oh my god.
I love bimbos.
Yeah. Everything is terrible.
I feel like we're being followed.
You're just being paranoid.
You're probably right.
You're probably wrong.
They must all have bad backs over at this village.
Yeah, dude. Except that one sitting on the rock.
Yeah, her back is fine.
She's got a great back.
I love pterodactyl.
I love pterodactyl.
I love pterodactyl.
Some of the finest acting.
I love pterodactyl.
The
thing I like better is pterodactyl.
Whoa, TJ. Whoa.
I'm in my bikini right now.
Look what I found in the glove
compartment. Whoa.
Extra bikinis.
Maybe when I get to know you better.
There's hundreds of different kinds of dolphins, so those are some little unknown facts about dolphins.
What was that about?
I don't know.
Hundreds of kinds of
dolphins. Hundreds of kinds of dolphins. Those are some unknown facts about dolphins.
Whoa. But I didn't hear any facts about dolphins.
But now I know that there's a bunch that I don't know.
Kiss?
I'll show you tonight.
Whoa.
Ooh, confidence. Women like that.
Wow. I learned a lot about women and caring for my bad back.
I think we learned more from that than from any other thing we've looked at.
If women are down on themselves, they like to put a boombox on the ground and dance seductively around.
That's how it works, dude.
Man, all right. Business meetings, they just strip off all their clothes and just pop them some champagne.
And they don't know what chemistry is.
Chemistry?
And they like to eat pterodactyls.
Why would they? All right, so.
Pterodactyl.
We have here a list of different terms for women throughout history.
Wow. So it starts way back.
This is, I guess, these ones here, they don't even know. I don't know what OE it means.
Old English, right?
I guess.
Or original English.
Something like that.
So one of the first words that appears here is quen.
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 Come here, Quen.
I don't know how to pronounce this.
I don't know.
Frio. Frau. Frau is kind of still around a little bit.
Yeah, it's changed a little, but it's still used.
Husband.
Whoa, I've never heard that one ever.
So is that like an old word for wife? Husband, you got the husband and the husband.
Yeah,
that's probably what it
husband
was.
Husband and husband.
Husband,
Ides.
Come here, husband.
Ides.
When they said beware the Ides of March,
oh, shit,
I think we
dude.
Probably misinterpreted that.
Beware those bitches, women. Dude.
Mag, I don't know.
Whoa.
Meowl.
I get that one.
You get it? Explain.
Yeah,
it
they're
to
like
me.
Cats.
Why is it meowl?
They're always they're never happy, no matter how much affection you give
meowl.
Them.
Meowl.
Meowl. It's this filthy meowl. I lavish upon her gifts and affections, and this filthy meowl doth turn her tail and walk into the next room as if I don't even exist.
Virago.
Virago. I don't get
a
that
virago.
One.
Virago.
Queen.
Yeah, that one's still around.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Wife. Woman.
Whiffman.
So woman.
A whiffman.
Woman / whiffman. I think, literally all the terms we just talked about were English words for woman before woman was a word.
Wow.
At least that's how I'm interpreting
lady.
This format. Lady came out late.
Bride.
Bride. Carline.
Carline.
Chiefly Scots, it says.
Mare. Female. Female is an older word than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
I thought it was kind of a more science-y term.
I like the next one.
Stot.
A stot.
Come over here, you contemptuous stot.
Don't go down on the 5th Street. It's a bunch of disgusting stots standing round.
Pigsney.
Ah, yes. You know what I need? I need to get home and get me a nice piece of pigsney.
Here's an interesting one right here. Peace.
Yeah.
Peace. Give me a piece of that.
AD 1400.
Yeah, you peace was, you know, you think of that as more modern. Like, yeah, let me get a piece of that, you know, but no.
No, they knew that back in the day.
why, as in why do these horrible creatures exist? I kid, women, I kid. Fair. Feminine.
It says feminine was humorous. So feminine used to be a joke,
I guess. Teg.
Quite a feminine air about TJ.
I don't know if humorous means that in this context.
It does mean that.
Oh, thank God. Caught the crabs from that filthy Teg.
She came out in 1538. Minikin?
Minikin.
Pigsy again, but spelled different. Where? Jade. Here's one that fucking surprised me. Skirt.
A skirt.
Yeah.
15 fucking 60.
Yeah.
And then again, I guess it resurged in 1914.
People picked it back up. But yeah, people were calling women skirts back in the 1500s.
Mort.
Mort, yeah, okay.
Whoa, okay.
Mott, femme, penace.
Penis.
Penis.
Suck my penis, you penis.
Oh, this one makes sense. Jug.
A jug, yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
A
jug, you know.
Tar leather. Okay. I'm going to take a pass on that.
Goddess. Okay.
Pussy.
Pussy's pretty old, dude.
Yeah, pussy, 1583.
Damn, so guys been talking
about... I don't know if these are all names for women.
They are.
Dude, okay. Guys have been talking about getting pussy since 1583.
Rib. That makes sense
biblically.
Yeah.
Because women are said to have come from Adam's ribs. Smock. Faggot.
Faggot used to be a term for women.
Okay.
And I guess it makes sense because it's used now, you know, it's used derogatorily for effeminate men. Sure. It used to be a term for women.
Manus.
Man-ess?
Yeah, like, you know, like...
A man and a man-ess.
If there's a... Yeah.
It says it's rare, though, so it wasn't rare. Used often.
Sloy.
What a filthy fucking sloy she is.
I already know what kind of woman a sloy is. I've never heard that word before.
A lot of these are really good.
Well, Runyon? Derogatory, so...
Sounds like Funyon, almost. Mumps. Sister. Petticoat. I think that's a kind of almost a variation on skirt.
Yeah.
Madonna.
Oh,
Madonna.
She sucks. Rowan. Maul. Plackett. It's a weird one. Murray Kersey.
What?
I don't know.
I gotta get me a piece of Murray Kersey when I'm in town.
Womanship, rib of man or mankind.
That makes sense.
Modicum?
A modicum.
This one's
kind of suggestive. Partlet.
Yeah.
Ooh. A hen. I've heard that one before.
Gypsy or gypsy. Periwinkle. That's fun.
Yeah, I like that one. We need to bring some of these
Periwinkle?
Back.
Can't wait to bounce on that periwinkle's fat
lost
ass.
Rib. Oh, dude, this one's like bitter. Lost rib, dude.
It's like, yeah, like fucking lost rib.
Fucking lost rib.
God, you weren't even worth it. Uptails.
Fucking lost fucking rib, dude.
Uptails. Woo. Womankind, cow.
Huh.
We still using that.
You fucking cow.
It's been good since 1696, dude.
Dude, Gordon Ramsay calls people cows, dude, and donkeys shit.
Goody.
Goody, no, no.
Like a treat.
Molly.
Fuzzby. Follow-es.
You Fuzzby.
I'm sorry, fellow-es.
You Fuzzby.
Biddy. That's another one that's still around.
Yeah, it's still around.
Oh, 1785, old Biddy. Biddies. Fucking old Biddy. Sister woman. Biddy, gross. Covis. Pintail, wife and mother, Bewer?
A Bewer, dude.
Bewer. Piece of goods.
Well, that makes
Hells
sense.
To the yeah.
I gotta get me goods. A piece of goods, I do.
Judy, femme, BB, woman body.
What?
Why is woman body from 1818?
Woman body.
That should
woman
sound body. Like it should be a caveman thing.
A bit of muslin.
Bit of muslin. Heifer.
Give me a bit of muslin. Oh, that one's still in use.
Yeah, heifer.
Shickster.
Shickster? What?
That bitch is a real shickster.
Sounds like a woman that masturbates a lot.
Oh, she's a real shickster over there.
Fellow. That's weird.
Okay.
Strap. Hay bag.
Oh, I like that one. We got to bring that one back. Get out of here, you old fucking hay bag.
I don't think hay bag has totally gone away, but it definitely richly deserves a
resurgence. The old bag of hay.
I don't hear it as much.
Name of a man in petticoats. So basically, like, you'd call fucking Ashley Paul in petticoats.
Oh, here comes Paul in petticoats. Everyone shut up.
Bint.
Get up here, bimped.
Popsy, with various different spellings.
Popsy.
Tart.
A tart?
Yeah, like tart.
I've heard that one before.
Yeah, tart. I've heard tart, but...
It's like the early version of slut.
Yeah.
A woman exactly. that was a tart was a woman that got around.
We need to bring back tart.
Selling her chicory.
Donna, lady kind, Mivy. Okay. Woman's woman. Kid, birdie, Tootsie, Wootsie.
Tootsie Wootsie.
You can call her Tootsie, or alternatively, oh, you can like say the, Tootsie Wootsie.
You really like the next one, Shemale.
Shemale.
Shemale?
Dame.
Dame.
Man's woman.
I like Dame a lot.
Jane, I guess Tom in Australia. So that's what that austral means.
Okay.
Frail bit of stuff. I'm going to get me a bit of stuff.
Yeah, I got to get down to the red light district. Get me a bit of stuff on me hang low. You know what I'm saying?
Floozy, floozy, floozy.
Floozy.
Muff.
Muffet, dude.
Babe.
Babe.
Bird. Number. That's a weird one.
Yeah, that one, it's hard to, because that's 1919, too, so it's not even that old. What are they thinking about number?
Rossi, tit.
Tit.
There was tit, and then around the same time, bit.
Bit and a bit.
What's up, bit?
They even have an end date for that one. Like, around 1953, people stopped using the word bit to describe women. Bimbo. That's beautiful. You still hear bimbo, but not quite enough. Person. Gross.
It's around a lot.
Quim, dude.
That's Quim.
Everyone, that's the one that everyone looked up after the fucking Avengers, because Loki calls that bitch a mewling quim.
It's a North American slang, too, so we invented quim.
Gonna give me some quim.
Here. Scupper. Weird. Apparently that's vulgar slang.
Whoa.
Vulgar, dude.
Scupper doesn't really sound vulgar. It sounds kind of friendly.
You're dirty, not but a scupper.
Dirty fuck scupper.
Split.
Oh.
I see.
I think we know.
Rye Mort. Totsy. Skinny. Richard?
Richard.
Richard?
Richard.
I don't get it.
In the 1950s, too?
Dude, potato. okay.
Potator. I like potator better.
Potator.
Scow, Lubra, Total Woman.
Total Woman.
There's definitely words that aren't on here. Like, I didn't see cunt.
Yeah, it didn't really go into, like, the real vulgar ones.
Yeah, I mean, it had some vulgar ones, but, you know, there was no cunt, there was no bitch, there was no
slut.
There was
no piece of ass.
I mean, some of those were probably considered pretty vulgar for their time,
too. What about wench, dude? Wench.
Yeah, where the fuck is wench?
Yeah, I didn't see wench anywhere.
You know, serving wenches? I mean, come on.
Did you even see broad or dame on here? You know,
I saw dame. I didn't see broad, though. I didn't see broad. I didn't see broad.
Yeah, broad is not listed.
You know, so this is, oh, well, that's just, there's adjectives for women, dude. There's other ones, too.
Oh, adjective. Okay.
So there might,
this is just nouns.
That's a noun, dude.
Well, no, broad would be a noun.
Oh, yeah, you're right. What about adjectives?
It's also an adjective, too, though. Just click it.
Click it, dude. Let's see.
Let's see.
Nope.
No.
Womenkins?
Womenkin. Wait, where it says womankind.
Oh, woman. I see.
Where's he? Oh, women's kins.
Yeah. Oh, women's kins. That's what it was. I saw for like a split second.
Women's
a
weird kins.
One. I am womenkin.
They call me womenkin.
Well, now I have a million different things I can address women by.
Are trans people who are going fucking F? Wait, sorry. MTF? Is that like are those
womenkin?
Yeah,
the womenkin, dude.
That's what I was wondering.
Oh no, TJ, if you question it, you're offensive.
I'm sorry.
So is there any more left for us to learn about women, TJ?
There is. I do want to at least take a look before we go on this. These different versions of why men and women argue here.
Okay.
Sure.
We do have some stuff left. We might have to do a sequel to this fucking episode.
We might not be able to unpack women in one go.
Yeah.
Here's the brutally honest truth about why men and women argue.
Oh, this is what I really need. I need
finally.
This.
So here's, this is the emotional core of what this episode's about. Arguments often escalate because of simple misunderstanding, because men so often seem not to say much, responding with a grunt. Paul. All right. Scotty got it before Paul. That's sad.
I know, dude.
Or nod or yes.
No, you know what? You know what? There's a mulligan. Just go back and let's do this again.
I'm trying to be a good listener, dude, TJ.
Paul, we're going back in time.
You're not with women, Paul. Arguments often escalate because of a simple misunderstanding, because men so often seem to not say much.
You know what? I object to this already. This seems like very accusatory towards men. This is putting all this shit on fucking men, dude.
Responding with a grunt?
I've never responded with a grunt or a nod or a yes.
God damn it, Paul.
Yeah, but they qualify it. They're not calling men out.
All right, they are calling men out.
Look
at
the next. They finally do put a sentence together, and women and a woman is looking for me.
All right, let's see.
He says she thinks he is staking out a position. He's not. He's negotiating. He's exploring options and collecting information. He is ultimately putting all the known pieces of the puzzle on the table so we can have a better view of the problem prior to delivering and arriving at a conclusion.
Now I'm with this fucking article.
Men are more rational. She is often thinking every question, every comment, every statement is somehow a final verdict and reacts in horror, disgust to what is being said. She feels unheard. She is angry. He's circling around the problem or answering a different question than she's asking, and so heightens the intensity of her feelings. And then you have a fight instead of a discussion.
Wow.
So here's an example of a conversation between Mandy and Barry.
I'll be Mandy.
All right.
My coworker is asking if I want to move offices. Should I move offices?
What is the rent?
What does the rent have to do with it?
How much furniture do you have to move?
Furniture? She has a window in her office, and I don't.
When is your lease up?
You are impossible. No snuggle for you tonight. Buster.
What if you moved in with a different coworker or moved your office south?
Are you serious? I don't want to move. Down south? Are you even listening to me?
No, I am not. Because you are an insipid, jabbering quim.
You're such a dick. I'm leaving you.
Good.
By the way, I've been fucking your best friend this whole time, you cuck.
Neat.
Whoa. That fucking escalated quickly, guys.
Yeah, you see how bad it gets? Both partners are making errors, but I will argue Mandy could defuse the situation.
Yeah,
it's on her. And get the answer she wants by employing a simple trick. Answer the questions and be patient. Yeah, it's on the... This article places the fucking blame where it belongs.
Burden is where it belongs.
On
dude.
Women.
If women just fucking cater to men, there would be no problems.
Yep.
After he has gathered some information, gets a lay of the land, Barry will be better prepared to answer the questions. Barry's not trying to fight. He's gathering information and throwing out possibilities.
Oh, man. Dude, I can't tell you how much I empathize with that, because the last thing I ever want to do is argue. Like, I'm never looking to argue, but I end up in so many fucking arguments, and I feel like I've stumbled my way there. And this is helping, dude. This is helping me. I'll be a better man because of this show, TJ.
Well, no, you won't, Paul.
Okay, you're probably right.
Because this is bullshit.
This is not bullshit.
This is bullshit. You buy this corny ass explanation?
I do.
Hell no. It's time to get the real fucking truth.
Finally.
From someone who fucking knows.
Okay.
The MGTOWs.
Oh, God.
Men going their own way.
Dude, I love this. I love the fucking... Because if you're listening to this right now, you can't see the picture and the banner here, but it's a xenomorph and a fucking space marine about to do battle.
So the women are the xenomorphs, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Yes, they are.
That would be the implication.
Here we go. We're going to learn. Now we're going to really fucking learn something. MGTOW, by the way, stands for men going their own way. Men and women are after different things when we debate. Men tend to, but not always, hold the truth to be the decider of the debate. Mangina's accepted, thus the name.
Uh-huh.
Fucking Mangina.
The man who illustrates the truth the best is generally considered the winner of a debate. Women... Not so much. And don't forget, women scoff at our schoolyard rules. Nothing seems sillier to a woman than the male code. When women fight and argue, there are no rules she adheres to. Women decide who wins, quote unquote, a debate. By who has been the snotty mouthiest and by who emotionally manipulates the other into submission. The truth matters not a bit to women.
God damn. Now I see why these men have gone their own way. I didn't realize women were such horrible people.
Women are basically just the root of all evil.
If men are always more or less deceived on the subject of women, it is because they forget that they and women do not speak altogether the same language, and that words have not the same weight of the same meaning for them, especially in questions of feeling. Whether from shyness or preoccupation or precaution or artifice, a woman never speaks out her whole thought or moreover what she herself knows of it, but a part of what it really is.
Damn.
Complete frankness seems to be impossible for her, and complete self-knowledge seems to be forbidden her. If she is a sphinx to us, it is because she is a riddle of doubtful meaning even to herself. She has no need of perfidy. For she is mystery itself. A woman is something fugitive, irrational, indeterminable, illogical, and contradictory. A great deal of forbearance ought to be shown her, and a good deal of prudence exercised with regard to her. For she may bring about innumerable evils without knowing it, capable of all kinds of devotion and all kinds of treason. monster incomprehensible, raised to the second power. She is at once the delight and the terror of men. Never. That's an excerpt from the intimate journal of Henry Emile.
Never have truer words been written or spoken.
He knew this shit in 1868, dude. This player had game way early.
Angry Harry made a good comparison on his website once. Men love to watch sports. They will spend hours watching men kick. I don't know what the fuck that's supposed
balls?
To be.
Kick butt.
Balls is censored?
I don't know.
Butt.
Shoot pucks, pot. I don't know what this unnecessary censorship is. They will memorize stats and they will see strategy everywhere in a game of sports. Men positively thrive upon these things, but women, not so much. Not so much for those women.
Yep.
When women watch soap operas, they do the same things as men watching sports, except they do it for social strategy. Women see social strategy everywhere in soaps.
Doesn't it strike
Kathy manipulated
doesn't
her
Doesn't it
love.
Strike you that these fucking MGTOWs have never actually had a conversation with a woman because they went from men like sports and women like soap operas? As yeah. That's like, is it that's all that women like to do?
Pretty
it's like
goddamn superficial.
Yeah, I was trying to talk to Ashley the other day, but she was so damn engrossed in the soap opera that she wouldn't even look up.
I was trying to talk to her about sports, but she just kept rattling off all this fucking As the World Turns.
I was trying
bullshit.
To talk about the fucking game, and all Ashley can fucking do is gossip. Isn't that right, Paul?
Yeah. Yeah. I'll ask
all
her
Taylor
about
does.
The game, and she'll
gossip,
be like,
gossip,
shut up.
Gossip. Doesn't care about sports. Only wants to cook and clean.
She's like, Kenneth and Thomas just found out that they're brothers and in love with the same woman, so shut up about your sports.
Sports are dumb.
I don't care about sports or cards or anything like that.
Well, this is the first episode.
I'm going to do my nails.
Where we've actually had a bunch of stuff left over, but I guess that if this episode is popular, we'll do a sequel.
I think it was way denser than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot to talk about when it comes to women, and I feel like we've only
kinda
scratched
like
the
Vanity's
surface.
Kind of like Vanity's ass, dude. Way dense.
Yep.
All right, so, you know, we got a lot more to say about women. Maybe we'll do a follow-up episode at some point in the future if people like this one.
An ongoing examination
and,
of the fairer
just
sex.
So our girlfriends continue to consider sleeping with us, we'll just say that there was a healthy dose of sarcasm.
Yeah, this episode was meant to
this
be...
This was satire.
Satire, sardonic.
Baby, that was satire, baby.
Look, baby, come
we're
on.
We're just kidding.
Now.
Man. I'm just kidding. We're
just
joking.
Kidding around, dude. We don't believe that stuff, girl.
I just said that for the people. I said if all those other brothers out there, that they want to hear that.
That's funny, because when you were on that show,
it.
I was a fucking heifer, right? I'm a heifer.
Believe it. I don't
okay.
believe it.
Okay.
I really don't believe it.
I'm a heifer,
it.
Though. I'm a heifer. Okay.
But we know it's true, but I don't
I just want to say...
Go to the couch.
That there is nothing...
Straight to the couch.
Nothing
right
in this world more important or more deserving of being cherished than the beautiful sanctity of women. And I, for one, prostrate myself...
Before them.
Before the court of femininity.
What a cuck. Dude, what
please
a total
God.
Cuck you are,
a total
PJ.
Fucking cuck, dude.
Yeah, well, I'm actually going to get pussy tonight, so shut
okay,
up.
Okay, whatever, total dude. Well, you know what?
Well, not now that you fucking made me reveal my fucking crass ulterior...
And I think,
see, you know,
I think it's an aside from women.
Tricked me.
We're going to try to put this on some site called, what is it, DTube and shit?
Yeah.
Which is like an anti-censorship kind of... YouTube alternative, which we think is kind of cool.
DTube.
So it's going to be on DTube.
I mean, I don't know how hard it is to get on there. Well, so.
It seems pretty easy to me, but maybe I'm wrong.
Well, we'll see. If that's going to be a thing, I think it'll be this.
We're gonna upload this to iTunes. We are now on iTunes. We're trying to get on Stitcher. We're going to be on SoundCloud. We're going to be all over the fucking place, so you guys can listen to us wherever the fuck you want.
Yeah, very
even
good.
Though we suck, so why would you do it anyway?
Don't but even bother. Don't no even point. Bother.
If no you want to listen to us suck, there's places to listen to us suck. That's the moral of the fucking story.
Yeah, women!
Yay, women.
Women are great. Everyone loves women.
So complex.
So majestic.
So, that's it.
Yeah.
For now.
Final word from Scotty.
Bitches ain't shit.
But hoes and tricks.
Thank you. Pull.